Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
God will never give you what He hasn't qualified you to manage. God's not going to give you some promise or something in your life without getting you qualified for it.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's get back into this message series with Pastor Rogers. This is Transformed. Change your mind, change your life. This is part two from that series. Let's go into the word today.
How do I know I'm born again? Well, here's the difference. Everybody in here is a pig or a sheep. How do I know I've been transformed? Because a pig, you can bring it in the house, put it in your bathtub, wash it all down, spray it with perfume, and put a little bow up in the ribbon of his hair. And as soon as you open that door, that joker is going straight out to find the waller again in the mud and wallow around in it and love every minute of it. Once that sheep is cleaned up and he gets too far away, straight away from the fold, that sheep will say, "Baa, baa." You know what it's saying? Shepherd, I've lost my way. Because a sheep by nature is not looking for the waller. There's been a transformation. Look at somebody and tell them, "I ain't no pig." Thank you very much. I ain't no pig. So stop thinking like a sow. You got to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. I've got to hurry here. I'm running out of time. Number five, as we renew our minds with the word of God, our life is transformed. Understand this. The more the word of God you get in you, the more of the nature, characteristics, attributes of Christ that you see, the more you realize how far away from the Lord I am, but more importantly, how close I need to be. You can measure it by that. Sanctification is the moment you got saved, He set you apart. But from that moment forward, now I need to walk towards God in my thinking because I serve the Lord in my mind. You get your mind out, your body will come out. Why in the world did they call it when babies are born? They don't want that baby to come out feet first. They want that baby to come out head first. They call it crowning. When you got saved, you came out head first and He crowned you with loving kindness and tender mercy. Come on, somebody. The chances of survival coming out feet first begins to reduce real quick. That's the reason why you get your mind out, the rest of your body will come out. I'm going to try that on again. You get your mind out, the rest of you will come out. That's the reason why that you can't make a list of rules for the body to follow and think somehow that my spirit and my mind, will, and emotions is going to comply. Because I could clean all of you up and everybody in here wear their tie and their suit and the whole bit, and that don't make you no more a Christian than you parking yourself in your garage and calling yourself a car. Come on, somebody. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not hard to find Christians. Look for the fruit. Is there fruit there? Does it look like Jesus? Does it act like Jesus? Now, give mercy to everybody because sooner or later you're going to need some. Thank you for those four amen. This crowd over here is still dead in trespasses and sins. I don't know what's wrong with y'all, but we're going to get the whole bunch of you saved here tonight. It's very, very important. Because what's happening here is that a transformation is occurring in your life. And you may feel like, God's got me on hold. What is this? I don't understand it. I'm isolated. Think about the worm who got in the cocoon and waiting for that moment to break out. The formation is happening. It's uncomfortable. I asked you, why did you come out of your mother's womb? Because you were growing too much to stay in there. If you're growing, then you've got to come out. You got to break forth. You got to move in another direction. If you're not growing, you become stillborn, emaciated, weak. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's important for you to get this. The results of that transformation is a fulfillment of the will of God. How do I know that I'm being transformed? Because I'm fulfilling the will of God. What does the word of God say? Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, perfect, acceptable will of God. I prove the will of God in my life by the transformation that takes place, and he leads me into that will, the will of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Can we go just a little bit deeper here tonight, and I'm almost done? Nobody wants it, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. I'm force-feeding you now. I'm putting a needle in your arm right now. I got a bag right up here. It's called the Word of God, and I'm going to force it into your veins tonight. The word world, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, means the spirit of the age. World means the spirit of the age. So he says, don't be conformed to the spirit of the age. What's the spirit of the age right now? Hey, are you thinking more about the spirit of the age, or are you thinking about the transformation of the word of God? What has the most influence on you? What has the most influence on you? When you think about what you need to do and the direction you need to go, who are your influencers? Who are the people speaking into your life? Who is the Holy Spirit the greatest influence in your life over your mind, your will, and your emotions? Or do you operate strictly carnal by the feelings that you have? Well, I feel like punching his eyes out. Well, you could do it, but you're going to jail. Not only that, but how many of you know that reflects that old man? The spirit of the age. Come on, somebody. The spirit of the age. You know, one of the questions one of those kids asked out there for Pastor T to answer tonight is, why is there so much evil in the world? I can tell you, you can answer that question. Because it's all steeped in sin, and everything about this world is going in that direction. You are a salmon swimming in the opposite direction, fighting for your very life spiritually. Are you with me? Get this in your spirit here tonight. So why my mind renewal is so important? Well, number one, whoever directs your mind is ultimately going to direct your life. If CNN, Fox News, whatever it is, has the most influence, first of all, you're going to be angry all the time. If all you listen to is talk radio and all that kind of stuff, and while there may be some trickle of information that might be helpful to you, I can tell you, by and large, how do I know that? Because I'm a product. The Holy Ghost had to say, you get your head out of that. You get your head out of that, because you're going to make stupid choices, because that world has taken over the influence of all of that out there, all of it. I don't care who it is. I'm conservative. I don't care if it's conservative, liberal, left. I don't care if it's a possum, boll weevil, or whatever. Makes no difference to me. They're all thinking with carnal minds. Come on now. That's the propagation of the propaganda that's coming your way. And it is completely contrary to this book right here. This is critical for us. Whoever directs your mind is ultimately going to direct your lives. I'm closing right here to tell you, if there is no mind change, then there will never be a life change. I don't care. Here's what we're looking for. Follow this, and I'm almost done. Watch this. If you don't change your mind and renew your mind and purposefully and intentionally get in this book to change and renew your mind on a daily basis, here's what you're going to do. You're no better than an addict. You know what the addict is looking for? The next high. And he can't survive unless there is that high. So what is the believers? What's the religious Christian's high? To come in and say, I feel bad, Pastor, I sin, I need, and we're always looking for a feeling. Because we like that feeling of the euphoria of being forgiven of my sins and delivered. But you do not take then the action and responsibility for your life to renew your mind so that you can grow up. So you keep getting saved, saved, saved. Backsliding, saved, backsliding, saved. Are you hearing me? You're looking at me like you don't think you could possibly do that. I'm just telling you it's happening on a frequent basis. Why can't there be deeper concepts of the Word of God brought to our understanding? Because we have never gotten off of saved. I'm saved, thank God. Well, what's next? I'm telling you, I'm about to take this church by the help and grace of God to a place that we have never been before. We're about to touch a whole segment of this community that is completely untouched. There is nothing offered for this particular segment of people. And Pace Assembly is going to get right on the spear point of this thing. And it's going to penetrate the darkness. And the devil's going to hate it. God's going to love it. And you're going to be the people who are the hands and feet of Jesus. But if your mind has not been renewed, let me tell you like this real quick. Real quick. I had some leaders in my church long ago, wasn't here, long ago. We had a death in the church. Watch this. This is about renewing your mind here. Had a death in the church, and our typical way of operating is that we would be able to minister food to them when the need arose and so forth. So I had what I thought some very spiritual people in leadership in the church. I said, listen, all of our staff spread out. If you will, I need you to come and take this to this family. They didn't go to our church. They didn't go to our church, but they had a need, and we were going to fill it. And so we got all the food together, and I said, please take this over here, and here's the address, and so forth. When they got there and delivered the food, and then when they came back, I started getting this word through the trickle down that they were not only complaining about taking it, but began to complain and moan and groan, and actually, because the trailer that they arrived at was smelly. The whole yard was filthy. The kids were running around everywhere, no shoes on their feet, whatever. It was, it, you know, and just, ooh, we don't want to touch that. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I don't care if you're the cleanest person living. If you haven't been born again, you're just as dirty as the garbage dump. And I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for somebody who calls himself a Christian and their mind has not been renewed to the degree that they won't judge somebody who needs Jesus. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about Jesus now. What are we saved for? Just so we can go to heaven? Or are we saved to influence the hearts and lives of broken, hurting, ignorant people that have never had the light to them? And you had an opportunity to do it? And you were disgusted by it? Get away from me. I'm sorry, you heard it from your pastor. Get away from me. Don't tell me you want to be involved in ministry. You want to be involved in ministry? You want to do something for the kingdom? You know what God's going to do? Come and go with me to Guatemala. And I'll take you to the garbage dump church. That's right, there's a church in the garbage dump. And when the garbage trucks, because they're so poor, when the garbage trucks back up and empty all of their stuff, they dive into the middle of it to find something to eat. But your giving every month goes to a man called Jose Alvarez, who said, I'm not looking for the Hyatt Regency. I'm looking for the lowliest among us. And he goes into that. He just was there a few weeks ago. Right there in the middle of the garbage dump. And you know what he was bringing them? Food and the Word of God. And he strengthened them. And he comes over there and they run and flock. You know what? If we'll go after the ones out there in this world that nobody wants, then ladies and gentlemen, God will bring in what every church is seeking for. You know why? Because God is looking for somebody who's had their mind renewed enough that you find out it's not about me. It's about the soul that's going to spend eternity somewhere. Okay. I'm going to take this last moment. I have so much here. I'm just going to give you this statement. We're leaving here. Stop allowing what has happened to you to control what's left of you.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the Word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.